What's going on, fam? It's a Monday night. We had our accountability meeting today. If you didn't yet check that out, it's pinned to the top of the announcement section in the private Facebook group. It's also in Swole TV in your account, so you can check that out in the priority access section. We had some new releases today. I had a brand new awesome express yoga class from Genevieve, and we also dropped some more recipes, a little bit something for everyone. We talked about the upcoming Swole New Year at the end of this month, and I just looked at my phone and I looked at the date, and man, it is December. It's halfway through December. Yo, halfway through December. We're almost in January. So I wanted to take this moment to remind you to tell your resolutions to go fuck themselves. You know this is fuck your resolution season. And man, if that doesn't hold true. Now, I know you probably have, if you're going to work, I don't know how many of you are in-person work, but family members, you're going to have holiday parties, people bringing in cakes and pies and cookies. This weird oral fixation, this weird coping mechanism, this weird instant gratification that we find from just stuffing our face with food. We are swimming through a sea of bullshit. We are swimming through a sea of toxicity. And not just pollutants, not just literal toxins, but I'm talking about noise pollution. I'm talking about light pollution. I'm talking about even just negative energy and negative people pollution, just people in our circles that we just can't get rid of or that we are forced to be around that just bring in this, drag you down to their level. That kind of environment, that kind of pollution. And everyone's waiting. And everyone's going to be using the excuse that 2020 was rough, but hey, let me tell you, just like any other year, some people have, even before pandemics, without pandemics, 2019, 2018, 2017, people had bad years regardless. So let's not single this out that all of a sudden, yeah, a lot of people are having issues and there's a lot of problems. I'm not saying that you particularly are making excuses or anything, but maybe you are. And you have to be real with yourself about that. People are having tough years and great years no matter what. Some of you, a lot of you, especially in the Swole fam, had great years in 2020. You saw some of the most results that you've ever seen with your fitness and your health because you had less other things to focus on. And it was either sink or swim, and you swam. You were backed into a corner. You could either grow or you could have died. Not literally dying, but you could have used every excuse, quarantine 15, quarantine 30, blamed everything on the government, your surroundings, just the gym being closed. But you stepped up and you did it, and I'm proud of you. And if you didn't do it, if you failed and you regret the time wasted this year, guess what? The time is now. The time is today. Are you going to wait? Are you going to wait till January 1st? Are you going to wait till what? You have a different number on your phone when you look at the year? Who gives a shit? 2021. Sun's going to rise tomorrow the same way it did yesterday. Are you going to start now? Are you going to take care of your health now? Are you going to prioritize your fitness, your wellness now? Are you going to do that? If not, doesn't matter what day it is, what month, doesn't matter where the stars are in the fucking sky. All we have are these days, and all we have to show for it is the effort that we put into it. And you're the one that has to sleep with what you did or did not do at night. You're the one that has to live with it. So are you going to step up? Are you going to get shit done? Are you going to procrastinate and put it off and put it off and put it off until tomorrow, until tomorrow, until tomorrow, until tomorrow, until tomorrow? Tomorrow never comes. There's always another tomorrow. So you could always put it off until tomorrow. But are you going to get it done today?